Nine school districts and the nation's largest teachers union have joined the growing criticism of No Child Left Behind. Today they filed a federal lawsuit in Michigan. It claims the law has placed new demands on school districts without providing the funding to pay for them. NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
Today's lawsuit, filed in U.S. District Court in Detroit, revolves around one paragraph in Section 9527 of the federal law. Dennis Pollard is the attorney for the Pontiac, Michigan School District, the lead plaintiff. He says the case hinges on the way that paragraph is interpreted.
The way we read it, and I think it's fairly clear on this point, is that the United States Department of Education cannot require services to be provided pursuant to the No Child Left Behind law unless there's funding for those services. Our position is that is not occurring.
Pollard says Pontiac illustrates what other urban school districts face trying to comply with the law, which calls for increased student testing, more qualified teachers, and higher overall standards for schools. The district serves more than 10,000 students in 21 schools. Unlike many other districts in middle-class Oakland County, Pontiac has many more poor minority students and students with special needs. Pollard says the district is so strapped, it began dipping into an emergency surplus fund a few years before No Child Left Behind went into effect.
Like most districts in Michigan, we're experiencing cutbacks from the state and expanding expenses, and we're just not making ends meet.
Pollard says the district doesn't have the money for all of the new testing and other requirements of the law and may have to divert funding from existing academic programs to comply. Pontiac is joined in the suit by eight other districts in Texas and Vermont and by the National Education Association. Reg Weaver is president of the NEA. Weaver estimates that No Child Left Behind has been underfunded by about $27 billion. He says financial strains will deepen during the next school year when new requirements kick in. For example, all teachers must be qualified and certified by the end of the 2006 school year, and staffers like secretaries, aides, and bus drivers will also have to meet higher standards. Weaver says this new wave of lawsuits and objections to No Child Left Behind cut across party lines.
You have states of Utah, states like Virginia, who are typically very conservative states, Republican-controlled. You have Congress people on both sides of the aisle that are speaking up, talking about the need for change. You have a number of superintendent school board members, teacher support professionals, who are saying that this law is not working the way it is currently crafted.
Education Secretary Margaret Spellings is named as the sole defendant in the suit. Today, department officials declined to comment on tape, but they did release a statement calling the lawsuit regrettable. The statement noted that education funding under President Bush has grown dramatically and added that four separate studies have concluded that the law is adequately funded. But the administration appears to have taken some of the mounting criticism to heart. Lately, Spellings has started touting what she calls a new common sense approach to No Child Left Behind. She also promised schools more flexibility in testing students with learning disabilities. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.